Welcome! Topic of the day is pain versus suffering. Here's the difference. Pain is the visceral experience that you have in the neck. It is unavoidable. It is an absolute. It is experienced. Suffering is the story that we tell around experiences and events that causes us pain. Some examples. Burn your hand as you reach for a pot as you're cooking. The burn, the pain of it, that is pain. Suffering is that, oh my God, I'm such an idiot. I can't believe now I'm gonna have to wear a bandage here. I'm gonna have to type with one hand tonight. This is so freaking stupid. Pain is the breaking your leg. Pain is the itching and aching of that cast. Suffering is the everyone is outside playing and I have to sit here. Oh, I'm gonna miss out on the whole summer. Everyone, I'm gonna get fat because I can't work out now. That's suffering. Pain is when someone you love is gone, and that vacuum you feel in your life, that absence, that's pain, that's real. The suffering is the story you tell about, oh my gosh, I'm never gonna go to another Dodger game with them. They're never gonna see me walk down the aisle. I'm never gonna hear their voice again. These are all stories that contribute to suffering. The big difference is that pain is inevitable. All you can do is deal with it, manage it, heal from it. Suffering is optional. That's sometimes a painful thing to hear because no one wants to think that they would willingly do that to themselves, put them through any sort of suffering. But suffering, at least according to the way I'm defining it, is an optional thing. And with training, you can get better and better at recognizing, wait a minute, Is this an inevitable, unavoidable pain that I'm experiencing? Or is this a story of suffering that I'm bringing into this now experience? And bringing into the now is critical, that because suffering, the way you can tell pain exists in the now. Suffering is something that happens or actually doesn't happen. It may be something that happened in the past, or it may be something that could happen in the future that you bring into this now. This story of I shouldn't have, or I hope this doesn't, all of those potential futures that you bring into the now and torture yourself with, that is suffering. Now, I'm a huge fan of Byron Katie, and Byron Katie's whole kick is learning to love reality and questioning the thoughts that cause you suffering. Because it is thoughts that cause suffering. Physical things cause pain, sticks and stones cause pain, but words cause suffering. Now, can they still hurt? Sure, but you can train yourself and get better at processing that and deflecting that and realizing that they don't have any control over you, that you don't give it. The whole loving reality is such a huge idea that people have sometimes a lot of resistance to. There is a fear that, well, if I am just okay with what is, then I'll just sit around and do nothing. And the world is messed up and we need to do the, okay, whoa. Loving reality, accepting the way things are, doesn't mean you don't act. It means you get to a space of clarity and then act. You don't stew in a story of anger, frustration, anxiety, and then take that into your life and sit in that constantly. We have, very few of us live in a world where our fight or flight mechanism is needed. Rarely are we running or fighting because of the danger that we actually face. And yet our system, our bodies, our biology is built for that. So we have this instinctive attachment to problems that we assign this way, way higher than reality, effort of difficulty or challenge or danger to. So we have these anxiety loops that our system wants to assign it to the problems at hand. But the reality is the problems at hand are manageable. We, in this now, if you sink into the now, You may have some pain, but I guarantee the majority of what you're feeling is suffering. Now, when I get asked at the grocery store or something, and people say, "Hey, how's it going?" or "How you doing today?" I love to answer, "Perfect!" And usually kind of people go, oh, all right. But I like to say, well, what's the alternative? How could anything that exists in this now be wrong? I can either say, this is perfect, or I can suffer. Suffering is the desire that things were different. If you learn to accept and love reality, wherever you are midway on a path that this is perfect, there is no suffering. Suffering is the desire that things were different. I wish things were different. I wish I still, you know, had my girlish figure. I wish I still had use of my limbs. I wish so-and-so was still here. I wish I could do this. I wish I could do that. I wish that wasn't this way. I wish I wasn't taxed at this rate. I wish that these people would be more fair. I wish that I didn't have to do this. I wish that all of that desire that things are different is what causes suffering. Coming into a, awesome, perfect. Now, from that perfection, you can try to affect the future because you're clear and you're much more in tune with the deeper than logic forces of the universe, the flow. But if you're caught up in anxiety, caught up in suffering, you are congested and you are suffering because of a story. There's a great line in A Course in Miracles that says, "Would you rather be right or would you rather be happy?" It's amazing how many people, whether they would answer that, you know, the question honestly or not, would rather be right. The feeling of righteous indignation is strong and powerful and juicy and we love it. You can go through, you know, I know on my Facebook stream, I can look at people and, boy, people love to be like, "Dude, they suck and they are wrong and they are hurting me and they are, this is so unfair." Now, there is a power to that. If that force gets you to take some action, that's awesome. But if you are just someone that likes to go, "I am a victim, this, then you've created for yourself. If you take out that story, if you don't read that article, if you pull into this now, are you in pain? No. Are you suffering because of a choice you've made and where you put your attention? Yes. Would you rather be right or would you rather be happy? There is no quicker way to go from stress and suffering to peace than just going, "Wait a minute. Am I arguing with reality?" Byron Katie says that if you argue with reality, you lose, but only 100% of the time. So, I hope that your day is perfect because spending this moment with you, whether live or on archive, well, that's just about the highlight of my week. It is the recalibration to perfection that I so am grateful for. Thank you for adding your energy to this. Thank you for letting your perfect now radiate into the world and being you as perfectly as possible. What a gift. What a gift you are. What a gift this moment is. Thank you. I love you. Let's have a Hug Nation hug. Grab yourselves by the shoulders. And as you feel this body, imagine that you're not holding yours, but all the people you've seen this week, all the people you've seen in the halls, at work, on the road, on TV, all the little individual people going about their lives, caught up in their own personalities and to-do lists and obstacles. And for a minute, let's just grab them, hold them, and go right through their personality, right through all of their ego thoughts and their to-do lists and their labels, and just embrace the humanity of them. And feel that torso, not as yours, but all those people. All those amazing, miraculous, conscious beings, seeds of the divine, vessels of love. And let's forgive them all the layers of socialization and crap that have them convinced that we might be at odds or we might be in each other's way. And let's forgive ourselves for the same offenses, the same confusion, as we start to see ourselves as separate from one another. So let's just take a deep breath, and now as we feel those arms squeeze, and imagine those aren't ours, but everyone else is grabbing us and holding us and healing us and forgiving us as we forgive them, and just take a deep breath and feel connected to all of our brothers and sisters. Deep breath. On behalf of Grandpa Caleb and all the love warriors, happy Hug Nation. Thank you for being you, for lighting your light, for shining who you are into the world. It is a gift. It is appreciated. Thank you. I love you. Namaste.
You only live once. Enjoy the color.